Mariana here. Welcome to your Wow Wrap. What is most important in your life? What do you truly delight in? The word delight describes something or someone that provides great pleasure or satisfaction. It is to bend towards or to be inclined towards an object or person. The hard question this week, what does it mean for God to delight in us or for us to delight in God? Our scripture this week comes from Psalm 37 verses 23 and 24. The steps of a good and righteous man are directed and established by the Lord, and he delights in his way and blesses his path. When he falls, he will not be hurled down, because the Lord is the one who holds his hand and sustains him. Let us be determined this week to examine our hearts and our lives, the ways we act and speak, and consider any areas which God may not delight in. Is our Father truly first in our lives? Do we find peace and fulfillment in the Lord? Do we find our worth and value in Christ? Are our steps really based on God's direction and plans for us? Or do we try to manage our own lives, and in many instances the lives of those around us? It is only when we allow our Heavenly Father to direct our steps, the way we act and the words we speak, that our desires and lives are aligned to Him. That's when we delight in the things of God and not the things of this world, the things with real eternal value. That's when our lives reflect the gospel and when God delights in us. And let us be determined to put all our hope and trust in our good Father. The invitation is open. Jesus is taking us by the hand and is leading us through this journey called life. He is directing our steps and provides for all our needs. When we fall or get lost, He is the one who picks us up, dusts us off, and helps us on the journey ahead. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. Thank you for your goodness, love, kindness, provision, protection, mercy, and faithfulness. This world can never satisfy our deepest longings. Today we choose to delight in your way. Take us by the hand and walk with us on this road you have created for us. It's the desire of our hearts that you would find great pleasure and satisfaction in how we live our lives. Thank you that you have a firm grip on us, and even if we stumble sometimes, you are right there to help us up. Thank you for the reassurance that if we put you first and delight in your ways, you will always provide above and beyond our expectations. Make our steps firm this week to the glory of your name. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.